You're listening to Expand the Curve, and I'm your host, Olive Bassey. Today's episode, we will discuss Lizzo, Big Girl, Small World. As always, I will share my thoughts, opinions, and reviews on the matter towards plus-size representation. Let's contract the norms and expand the curve. Welcome, welcome. You are listening to Expand the Curve. It is your host, Olive Bassey, and I'm here with my best friend, Kayla Lewis. Say hi.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about
That's great. I'm doing fantastic. First episode, I'm pumped, baby.
I'm so honored that you have me on the first episode. I feel so special.
Of course. I can't imagine not having you here in this. Like, you're my biggest supporter. Like, she's my number one, guys. My ride or die air.
No, yeah.
Love it.
To be here.
I know. Thank you. So today we're going to be talking about Lizzo, Big Girl, Small World. Do you know who Lizzo is?
Of course I know who Lizzo is.
Awesome. All right. For the listeners who don't know who Lizzo is, she is a 33-year-old American singer, rapper, songwriter, and flautist. Born in Detroit, Michigan, she later moved to Houston, Texas, where she began performing and recording her career in hip-hop music. Her breakthrough album, Cause I Love You, was on Billboard's 100s and won awards for singles such as Truth Hurts. She probably won 100 awards, so who knows. But do you think Lizzo represents plus size or curvy women?
Absolutely. Absolutely she does. I think that's probably one of her biggest critiques. I don't know that they really critique her music as much as they seem to have critiques about her body.
And it's so weird that they're critiquing her body because her voice is way more powerful, way more dynamic. But it's one of those things where you notice appearances matter the most despite talents. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, she became an advocate for body positivity and self-love. Now my question for you is, do you know like any plus-size musicians before Lizzo rose to fame?
The only one that I can think of before Lizzo would have been Adele, but honestly you can't even put them in the same category for a couple of reasons. Their music styles are different, and like with Adele, her dressing like Lizzo wouldn't really work with the type of music she sings. So like, I do, you know, when you're singing hip-hop, like women are scandalously dressed, right? Like look at Meg Thee Stallion, look at Cardi B, look at, you know what I mean, all of these female rappers and how they dress, right? So it's more urban, it's more bold, it's more skimpy, you know, versus Adele, it's a little bit more romantic, it's a little bit more sad, right? She's definitely in that realm of music and of songs. So you know, she's going to come out. I'll never forget when she performed at the Oscars it's been years ago. She sang the song that they wrote and composed for Skyfall for the James Bond movie. And she had like this beautiful long sleeve black sparkly dress, right? But she was covered. It was like a V-neck, but like it was a long floor length dress with long sleeves. And I feel like that's how Adele's always kind of presented herself. Very classic beauty, very black and white, very, you know, modest, you know,
like old Hollywood.
Yeah, which isn't bad. Like that's a vibe, okay? But Lizzo came out here and was like, you don't have to be tiny to be able to wear these styles and look good, because she looks good.
Yeah. And like just thinking about it now, like the way you compare it, it's definitely like the fashion, like the styling that they were put in as singers. Like Lizzo, she's like very expressive, tells it how it is. And then Adele, like you said, romantic. She's, I don't want to say traditional, but she's very modern, old Hollywood. She keeps to herself. And I feel like we accepted Adele more than we accepted Lizzo. But now that Adele's kind of lost weight, she kind of like, I don't want to say betrayed us, but like she kind of like deceived us, you know? Like we feel duped. Like, there's no real like role model besides Lizzo because she didn't give us like, she gave us false hope, essentially Adele did. And with Lizzo, she's keeping it real, even though like she struggles as everybody else does. And I'm sure you feel the exact same way.
For sure. No, so, definitely. I mean, I don't know how Adele lost the weight. I don't know if it was healthy. I know people on like TMZ and stuff were saying it was from her breakup, that like she lost this weight and stuff. But like, I mean, I don't need to make claims of how Adele lost the weight. Good for her, right? Because we should always feel good in our skin, and if that's how she needed, you know, to look to feel good in her skin, good for her. But I do get what you're saying, right? Like, we had this plus size singer finally, and then, you know, she's yet another one, right, that they're like, oh my god, look at how hot she is now that she lost weight, when she looks absolutely gorgeous how she did before, right? She's more beautiful, she's the same, she looks very different, and this somehow equals her being more beautiful, because, you know, fat phobia is a thing, and we don't want to empower people who are fat. We want, you know, to say they're unhealthy and all of these other things, which Lizzo gets. And Lizzo is healthy. Lizzo works out. Lizzo is vegan. She really watches what she eats. Some people are just built different. You know what I mean? And she could easily go out and get surgically enhanced, or, you know, get some type of crazy crash diet, like what Anne Hathaway did for Les Mis, you know what I mean? Because it's not uncommon in their world. However, I think she's more conscientious that she is this plus size advocate. Because I don't remember Adele being really talked about the way Lizzo is, like you mentioned. No one ever talked about Adele being big. We saw she was bigger, and she's really tall, right, compared to the standard.
Yeah.
But no one ever really focused on her weight until she lost it. Whereas Lizzo, I mean, everybody, right, in the community and outside of the community critiques her for how she dresses. You know, they want her to be more modest. They want her to dress her size. I haven't seen this woman come out in a single outfit that didn't fit her.
Right? Like, seriously. And so the other thing is, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I think it's definitely safe to say that Adele, while being a plus size musician, wasn't representative or the standard for plus size women in music. I think Lizzo definitely has taken on that role, at least more actively than Adele did.
Yeah. Do you think race played a big part of the weight and the body positivity and like that kind of movement? Do you think like weight played a part for how everyone viewed Lizzo versus how everyone viewed Adele?
I think there's a few things. You can definitely throw race in there. I feel like Black women in general are just more harshly critiqued, right? They are pinned against white mediocrity, and we show up at the plate every time, so they have to find something else to critique, right? Because how dare we do something better than them? And that's not to say everybody, right? I'm in no way saying that every musician is racist, right? But we do live in the United States, and it is 2021, and I think we definitely need to embrace the racial disparity in the music industry and the arts in Hollywood, right? If it's in our governing systems, absolutely it's going to be in our entertainment, right? It's carryover. Yeah. I think, like, going back again, the type of music that they sing and the expectation, the age, right? Adele is older than Lizzo. Adele has been out and in the spotlight longer than Lizzo has. I'm not sure when specifically Adele started, but Adele had some hit, you know, radio hits before Lizzo did. And, you know, I think the body shape also has to do, because Adele is definitely more hourglass pear shaped,
which
is the only plus size representation you really see anymore. And whereas Lizzo's an apple, Lizzo has a breast, Lizzo has like a more round midsection, Lizzo still has a butt, Lizzo has legs, right? So she has a lot of features that at least my friends that are plus size have, right? More round in the middle. I'm not, right, we don't have all the fat in all the right places like Meghan Trainor's song. We have it where we have it. And some of us carry it in our torsos. Some of us carry it in our breasts, right? So I can have larger breasts and now my hips don't look big and curvy and, you know, attractive like they want all of the plus size women to look, which Lizzo breaks that mold, you know what I mean? Which is maybe another reason, you know, going back to the point, why Adele wasn't as critiqued, because Adele had her fat in the right places when she had it.
Those are really good points.
Just my thoughts, right?
No, and I think all of those are valid. I mean, I'm seeing it from not just as a Black woman, but also from a plus size woman, how Adele and versus how Lizzo were both treated. And it's, like you said, it's definitely like the body shape for sure. I feel like we saw hourglass plus size bodies more now than we did like years ago. And it's like, it's being widely more accepted, but then other body shapes like apples or inverted triangles or like rectangles, they're all just like, nope, that's not okay, man. I don't want to see that. And like, they get quieter and we don't see that representation anymore. And it's a shame. And I feel like Lizzo is going to be that exception, and she's making that change right now, but she has been in a few controversies that I would like to bring up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So this one started around like December of 2019. I don't really know why they consider this a controversy, but I will carry on. She was, the headline was revealing Los Angeles Lakers outfit from Insider. She wore a butt-bearing shirt to the Los Angeles Lakers game against the Minnesota Timberwolves at the Staples Center. Her rebuttal was, I got up and I just did what I always do. Anyone who knows me knows that this is how I've always been. This is how I like to dress. I had all the layers down there, so it wasn't just flesh to see, contrary to popular belief. But yeah, my butt was out. What do you think of that?
I think she's a whole queen.
Yes.
Right? She absolutely is. If that had been Ariana Grande or, you know, if that had been Zendaya, right, because colorism also exists, then it's somehow more acceptable because, you know, it's this petite, thin, you know, light-skinned woman showing her ass for us to get a sneak peek, right? Like Janet Jackson's moment where she flashed her boob at the Super Bowl, right? She was the talk
of
the
town. Oh, my God.
Bad. But you have a plus size woman doing it, and now it's grotesque. Now it's extra. Now it's gross. Now who wants to see that?
Yeah. So. Oh my God. I forgot about the Janet Jackson.
There have been some questionable outfits in that stadium, I'm sure. But because she's big and bad and famous, you know, they had to make a remark, unfortunately.
Yeah, clearly. So the next controversy was more of her like music career. And so you heard of the song Truth Hurts, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah,
first Lizzo song.
Yeah. So Truth Hurts, Plagiarism Claims was the headline. And what the summary was, back in October, again, 2019, songwriter brothers Justin and Jeremiah Raisin claimed that they attended a writing session with Lizzo. Jesse St. John and Eves Rothman wrote a song called Healthy. The song included the line, I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that. Yeah. That line is also featured in Truth Hurts, and the Raisins alleged Lizzo plagiarized it without crediting them. Lizzo later denied those claims, but gave Minna Linus credit for sharing a meme that included the now famous line. Linus is now credited as a co-writer on the track. What do you think of that?
I mean, she gave her the credit she was asking for. I don't know. I feel like it's hard to claim plagiarism when your song that didn't do as well as somebody else's, right? Like there was that one, it was a Maroon 5 song or whatever that they got into a huge lawsuit because the opening they used was from the Munsters.
Which right. Was a
TV show back in like the 70s, I think, or 60s. Like that, you're like, oh my God, they absolutely plagiarized that. Like I know that theme. I mean, she gave him the credit, whether it was real or not. Which I think speaks to her, you know, how many other people could have gotten an expensive lawyer and, you know, it never would have made headlines. But,
yep.
I mean, she gave the lady credit. So if she stole it, the lady was credited. And if she didn't, she gave the lady whatever she was looking for out of anyways.
Okay, so this next one, I think it's just petty, I'll be honest with you. So the headline was, she accused a Postmates driver of stealing her food. Oh my God, here we go. In September of 2019, Lizzo accused a Postmates driver of stealing her food in a tweet. A company spokesperson later said that the driver waited 5 minutes for Lizzo, but she had to move on when the singer did not appear to pick up her food. Lizzo said, "I apologize for putting that girl on blast. I understand that I have a large following and that there were so many variables that could have put her in danger. I'm gonna really be more responsible with my use of social media and check my petty and pride at the door."
I mean, how often do we, like, go to social media to complain about somebody? You know what I mean? I think it's very commonplace. I think on her scale, absolutely it's inappropriate because of the large following. And, I mean, we've seen people do crazy stuff over simply misunderstanding what a celebrity has said, right? They say something, the person takes it and goes and does something crazy. Like, oh, well, I was just reenacting this song. I can't tell you. When Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl song came out, oh my God, I could not stop hearing all of the girls that said, oh, we actually did it because Katy Perry said it was good. It was such a weird time. It was a very weird time back then. But, you know, she owned up to it. And I think, you know, we also need to recognize that celebrities are human and they're going to make human mistakes, right? We need to get them off of this pedestal. I think that, I mean, she admitted to being petty. She admitted that she didn't realize the danger, right? Like, I think there comes a moment in time where maybe their fame finally, like, hits them, right? Like, it's not the paycheck. It's not the, you know, sold out concerts. It's the influence, right? Yep. Because that's not what they signed up for intentionally, right? She signed up to make music, to make money, to do music videos, to tour, to concert. She didn't sign to, you know, behave herself all the time and have, you know, her Twitter in order and stuff. But that comes with the job. That comes with being in the media's eye. You're constantly going to be criticized. And because of your large following, people are going to do dumb stuff because you said it or you tweeted it. So I think it was very big on her to own up to it and step forward and acknowledge, hey, like, I am new to understanding how large my platform has become. And I need to check myself because I do have a large following and I need to set an example, right? I think it was a genuine, sincere apology.
Yeah, I completely agree. I feel like this was probably at the beginning of her career. So she didn't realize like how quickly the fame was that she could just write off a tweet and think nothing would come of it. But like she now has that fame and power and status that she's now that public figure that everything she does is now documented. And like, you know how people are, like, if you put anything out in the universe and it's bad, ooh, they will come for you quickly.
For sure.
So it's like,
I mean, I'm sure she didn't expect Postmates to reach out. Like, dang. That's probably where she was like, oh, dang.
I was like, oh, the fame is real now.
Exactly.
Oh my God. So this other one that she was in, the headline was she lashed out over a lukewarm album review. In April, after 'Cause I Love You began picking up positive review after positive review, Pitchfork published a lukewarm review of the record. The reviewer gave the record a 6.5 out of 10 and called Lizzo clearly a talent. But it was not positive enough for Lizzo, who later tweeted, in all caps, "People who review albums and don't make music themselves should be unemployed." She later deleted the tweet.
I mean, she didn't have to go as far as to say they should be unemployed, but I can see the sentiment, right? Like, you don't want somebody who's not in that life to tell you that you're doing something wrong, to tell you that you're not good enough, right? Because they're not good enough. Like,
yeah,
why aren't you making music instead of, you know, reviewing it?
Yeah.
So I definitely, I mean, it was also petty, but she deleted it, so obviously she regretted it later. She realized it was a bad decision.
Man,
hilarious. I think celebrities have tweeted worse, so like I'm not like, oh, Lizzo, how dare you. I'm just like, dang, like she really came at someone's neck.
And I mean, I understand, like, everyone, we're all human, we make mistakes and stuff like that, and sometimes we just don't think before we act, which is a few times of Lizzo, which we all can understand. It's just like when she rattles it off, she goes like to the extreme. Like, she's like, you should just be fired. I was like, damn, at least give him another career opportunity. or something.
She said, that's not my job. I'm not going to find another job for you, but you can be unemployed from this job.
I'm like, oh my God. So the other one, you've probably seen this photo. The title was Bare Behind on Instagram. On November 27th, Lizzo shocked Instagram users by posting a photo of her bare behind. She also included a photo of Homer Simpson with her behind pasted over his mouth. Kiss my ass, doy. And then she wrote in the caption, the photo earned some negative responses, but many of her fans supported her for posting the racy image. Now, there are so many things that just get me real riled up. But then also, it's Instagram's algorithm, and I feel like her supporters would have flooded the positive, but you know, like sometimes they'll show only from the weird side of the internet, and then everyone feels like to attack and troll, and like it's very like it ruins your brain, and then you're just like depressed over it. But like, she looked beautiful, like I loved it, but it's just like it hurts that this is what they took from it as a negative review or a negative response from it. I'm like, she should be allowed to show off her body.
Absolutely. Absolutely she should. Have you seen... I've seen Meg Thee Stallion's butt. I've seen Cardi B's butt. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's ridiculous. I've seen, like, regular Instagram friends' butts. You know, yeah. They don't have a crazy following. So why are we... It's again, it's the fat phobia. It's the, oh, this isn't for you. Yes, we know female rappers show off their bodies all the time and are, you know, happy with what they have and, you know, super, you know, confident, but like they're thin or they're curvy in the right places. So you don't get to join this. You don't get to participate, even though you're a female rapper.
And I think she got like shadow banned from it too, which was like, you gotta be kidding me, man. Like seriously, like Instagram hates us big girls already, and then you're gonna like shadow ban literally a really famous singer. Like, oh my God,
because it's vulgar, right? It's vulgar when a plus size woman does it, and it's
classic, or it's violating like their guidelines or something like that. Yeah. It's too sexual. I'm like,
yeah, it's funny how that works.
Oh, it's so aggravating, man. And then, oh, this one was like some hot tea. Now here it's coming in. Are you ready? So this was the headline, Azalea Banks claims Lizzo is making a fool of herself. One person who is definitely not a fan of Lizzo's work is Azalea Banks. In September, Banks shared a long message on Instagram blasting Lizzo, writing that she looks like she's making a fool of her black self for a white American public. The fact that the public and the media has been keeping this fat girl joke going for so long is honestly peak boredom, Azalea wrote. The song is not good, nor is the dumpy fat girl spectacle live set she does. Saddest bit is that the girl is legit talented and truly only being allowed to shine so long as she allows herself to be this millennial mammy of sorts.
I can't name not one Azalea Banks song.
She's like, it's the irrelevance for me.
How are you going to hate from outside the club when you can't even get in? I don't know a single Azalea Banks song. I know
I can't think.
She starts controversy. She likes to talk about people in the music industry, but I don't know her for her talent. I don't. Who are you?
I couldn't honestly tell you.
Have a number one hit? I don't know. Maybe I do know a song of hers and I just don't know that it's her, but.
Maybe on the background of an elevator or in a mall, but like, neither. I've never heard of her. Truly. Right.
So
wow.
I mean, if you want the attention to be taken off of Lizzo, then step up and do something better.
Ooh.
Right? That's how it works.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who was trending when we were in high school? Justin Bieber, One Direction was really big. Where are they now? Justin Bieber's making a fool of himself with his wife in Canada. And One Direction split up. And now I see Harry Styles and I hear from him every once in a while. Right?
And then Zayn is... Top of
the charge. Lil Nas.
Yeah. Right?
So yeah. If you want to be the top of the charge, if you want to be the talk of the town, then show up and do something better.
Those are some fighting words from Kayla. The joke
is very, very much racist. And I'm surprised at her because Azalea is black.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Oh, I've never seen this, what she looks like.
I will look her up right now. Azalea Banks is black. Because I think she went after Meg Thee Stallion not that long ago, saying that, oh, that you put on a little bit of weight on, like, an Instagram live.
Oh, I need to see what she looks like. Meg, she cannot be running a mouth. What the heck? No, I did not know that. I was thinking this girl was white this whole time.
Nah, she's black. She's a sister.
Oh, my God. And what has she been putting out? When's the last time I heard an album from her? Neither.
She has.
Stop. I'm dying. I did not know that about her.
Yeah. I mean, she's been in a lot. She's been racist. She's been homophobic. Like, she made a comment to Zayn Malik. So, like, an Arab comment. Yeah, about Arabs. And then she, or Middle Eastern people, I should say, because I don't even know if Zayn is Arabic. And she said, like, homophobic things.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, like, I can't even see, like, I don't even know what her latest album is. All I see are, like, songs, and, like, the songs are as old as she is, 2012. Like, the fuck? No, you haven't put out anything. And if you have, I'm sorry, but, like, it's not popping. You're not on Billboard's 100, sis. Sorry.
Right. Like, you want to be the talk of the town, come out with something better.
Yeah. Like, she has no room to talk.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
I know a single of her top songs.
All right. This last one is the most recent one about Lizzo, which, like, happened literally 2 days ago. So fans are not happy that Lizzo called Chris Brown her favorite person in the world. And this was at a, I forget the type of tour, but Bow Wow was headlining. I don't know. But Chris Brown was there. He was performing too as well. But I think I'll play the clip. Oh, well, she was taking photos with her and, or with Chris Brown, and he, like, she runs up to him and is like, you're my favorite person in the entire world. I'm obsessed with you. You are literally my number one singer. And, like, everyone's like, oh, okay, okay. And I'm just like, wife beater Chris Brown? The same Chris Brown who was beating on Rihanna? Are we talking about the same person? Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know about that.
Lizzo. Yeah, it came out.
Doing,
yeah, it was pretty bad, man. No joke. I was like, she hasn't apologized, she hasn't said anything about it, but I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on that.
I mean, that's hard. I don't listen to Chris Brown anymore.
One does.
In the last Chris Brown featured song that I heard was when he did the one with Nicki and Drake and Lil Wayne that was, like, popular on Vine. Drake. Oh, well, you know what I mean? And that's,
yes,
like, the last time I heard. And he didn't even have, like, a real verse. He just did the chorus. No. So, man. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's disappointing. It's upsetting.
Okay.
For sure, because, you know, he did hit her hard. Like, he hit Rihanna hard. And I've heard...
The woman had, like, bruises and a black eye.
It was graphic when we were younger. I remember. Yeah. And I remember the comments that he's made towards dark-skinned women. You know, just feeding into the colorist thing. I guess he has a club and no dark-skinned women are allowed in the club. Only light-skinned.
What?
And he has been recorded saying that. Yeah. He's a very problematic figure. So I would be surprised if Lizzo hadn't heard all of these things.
What? No. You can't just say that.
There's a lot of women that still support Chris Brown, unfortunately. Like, I remember, you know, making comments about it and people like, well, if Rihanna's over it, then why do I have to hang on to it? And, like, people justify because he was 19, you know, he was a kid, he did a stupid mistake, you know, they were fighting each other, which they were. It was a fist fight.
Mm-hmm.
Which people are claiming is different than, you know, him just punching her just because.
Right.
There's a lot of people feel a lot of different ways about Chris Brown. But I mean, if you put your hands on her and she walks around like that in public, like what must you do in private? You know what I mean? And he's got daughters. I don't know. He's a very controversial person and I don't listen to his music anymore. But
Jesus.
I would be surprised if Lizzo didn't know these things about him.
I remember like the articles in like the TMZ like videos and photos of that whole scenario, and like I think like a few months later someone asked Rihanna like, how have you been since the whole Chris Brown thing? The woman was like white, pale face, like she looked like the trauma just like relapsed for her, because like her hands were shaking and like she was just like, I can't talk about this, and just like I think she was like leaving a club or like a restaurant or something, and like some paparazzi would just like blurted that out. Bruh, girl, they gave her like PTSD. Like that is the scariest thing, and I hope that never happens to anyone. But like for Lizzo to like really call Chris Brown her favorite person in the world is just, again, this is one of those things where it's like she rattles off without thinking of what her words mean behind it, and it's just, this is something you can't not interpret. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, people, like, on Twitter are kind of going off. So I guess Rihanna and Chris Brown have had a collab since the incident happened. So, again, everyone in the internet, like, if Rihanna got over it, why haven't you? People are also criticizing Lizzo for following DaBaby after his homophobic rant at one of his concerts.
What?
Yeah. And then people are saying, you know, Chris Brown would have even let Lizzo in his club if it wasn't Lizzo.
Oh my god, man. Like, oh, Lizzo. Leave it to Lizzo to really just put you on an emotional roller coaster. Oh my god.
Yep.
I mean, how do you feel about Lizzo after hearing all of these controversies? Like, do you still think she's still supportive? Do you think you're a little indifferent, or you're just, I don't want to listen to her again?
I mean, that last one definitely hits different, I'm not going to lie. And that definitely is, like, a little disheartening. Damn. But.
Right?
Also, right, multiple things can exist at once, and there are multiple things can be true at once, and you know, she can still be an icon, right, for plus size beauty. Because who else is an icon that we have? Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe was a size, what, 10?
Yeah.
And she was white, and she was, you know, in a lot of worse controversies with drugs and, you know, the rumors about her relationship with the president and, you know, just... And she's an icon, right? So if that's the baseline that we're using, we can still keep Lizzo as a body positive icon while holding her accountable and questioning and asking her, what's this? I think both can be true. But yeah, I'm definitely a little saddened by that. I don't know if she knew the cameras weren't going to be on. I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
Oh, she for sure knew the cameras were on. Are you kidding me? Everyone was taking pictures. Chris Brown was there. Bow Wow was there.
I mean, what if it was an inside joke and she was just like, I'm a big dark-skinned woman and you would never go for me. Let me go make you uncomfortable real quick. You know?
I mean, it was backstage, but like still, you know.
So, I don't know. It's a little disheartening. We'll see if she says anything about it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been up for more than 48 hours, and I don't know if she's responded or not, but yeah, I think she's staying silent because her media team and PR are working hard today.
For sure.
Do you still think Lizzo sets the bar for plus size in the music industry?
I don't think her being plus size has anything to do with the music industry, honestly. I think she's amazingly talented. I will say her critique is more focused on her body than her music, which just speaks to how musically inclined she is. She should be an inspiration to maybe women who are more insecure and think, wow, I'm a big girl, like, who's gonna want to hear me sing? But clearly she's showing us that that doesn't matter, that it's talent that matters.
Yeah, well said. Do you think more musicians similar to Lizzo are gonna come forward now in the music industry?
Oh, for sure. She's definitely paving the way for us to see more more women of color, more heavyset women, you know, plus size women wearing whatever they feel like wearing and not trying to be modest and cover up, because ew, no one wants to see that. I want to see it. Girls that look like us want to see it. So do it.
Yeah.
Don't ever be ashamed.
If I see that on my feed, like, if I see that on tweet, loving it. If I see it on Facebook, go off, queen. Make the grandmas angry. I don't care. Oh, I want to see it all.
I want everybody to. I want you to make CNN headlines that you're disturbing the social media platforms just the way you want. I want you to make Instagram and Facebook crash because you're posting these amazing, scandalous selfies.
And she's probably the reason that Facebook and Instagram crashed yesterday because of her body. She tried to post and Instagram was like, damn, you broke the whole system. Damn.
Yeah. That's what I want.
Oh my God, man. I love it. I just, you know, Lizzo is a very controversial person, but she's also like, you're allowed to take one step back, but still make two steps forward, you know? And like you said, like, she's still, her talents are so, so good. And it's a real shame that she's still being stigmatized with the fat phobia and the body shaming and stuff when she's just loud, proud, and got it going on. That's really it.
For sure.
And my final question, of course, regarding the whole podcast is, do you think Lizzo is expanding the curve for plus size women?
Absolutely. Every time this woman steps out of her house, she's expanding the curve. Every TikTok, every Instagram photo where she's showing her body. Her song Rumors talks about it, right? I'm turning big the hose. Yes, do it. Go off, right? Because women should love how they look no matter what size they are, right? But especially for plus size women, we don't get the representation. We don't get our spot in the media, right? Plus size in, on TV is maybe a size 10. Plus size in real world is like 14, 16, right?
Yeah.
And I think she sets the standard for what is, what should be, and what is hopefully going to be the norm for how plus size women dress, and that we can be sexy and we can be scandalous and still look good and not have to, you know, feel like we need to go on this crazy diet and lose a lot of weight, or, you know, if that's not an option for us, that we need to cover up and not ever show any piece of skin because we might make someone uncomfortable. If my body makes you uncomfortable, don't look at it.
Right. If my body makes you uncomfortable, I'm doing my job then. I'm getting paid. I'm putting in that time, baby.
And I think I'm recognizing that it's a them problem and not a us problem.
Yeah.
As long as you're healthy, as long as you're living your life, you know, being a good person, and, you know, why does it matter what you look like, period?
Exactly. Well, I want to say thank you so much to Kayla for being my first guest. Honestly, you absolutely nailed this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm excited. I hope things continue to go well for you. I definitely think expanding the curve is something that we need to be listening to and tuning into, because it is different. Seeing, you know, someone like Lizzo take the spotlight and kind of be representative of the plus size community that has little to no representation, you know, looking at body size, looking at her being a woman of color, just all of that awesome stuff. I'm probably not going to listen back to this podcast because I hate how my voice sounds recorded, but I'm going to listen to every episode after this.
Okay, fair enough. And is there any social media or anything that you want to plug?
Sure, you guys can follow me on Instagram. My handle is boo_itskayla. That's boo_itskayla.
Yay! Thank you so much for being on this podcast, and I hope we can expand the curve one day at a time. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Expand the Curve. Leave us a review and tell us what you think. We appreciate your support. You can keep up with the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you want to contribute a donation to the podcast, just click on listener support on our Anchor page. You can listen to all episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor.